during your telephone town hall, you spoke explicitly about protecting access to public lands, and certainly that access is important. I'm wondering, do you also see value in protecting the land itself?
Sure. You know, we've been on the record for being able to protect our public lands, and we'll continue to fight for that, and the access to them for our people to be able to get out and enjoy them. And we want to make sure that people can enjoy their public lands and keep them public.
There was a House rules package introduced very early in the session that effectively zeroed out the value of federal lands, a rule that critics say make it much easier to sell those public lands. Can you explain why you voted for that?
I didn't happen to support that individual amendment. However, the entire rules package has been voted on in its entirety when it goes to the floor.
Sometimes if there's an amendment that you disagree with strongly enough, it would be enough to vote against the rules package as a whole.
Well, there are a variety of things in there that were important to our district in a number of different areas as well, for the rules to be able to move Congress and to be able to get legislation to actually reach the floor.
There have been several bills introduced this legislative session that have local organizations and environmental groups concerned, and I have a couple questions from listeners and some questions about specific bills. So House Resolution 1349 would allow bicycles in all wilderness areas. Both the International Mountain Biking Association and our local chapter, the Roaring Fork Mountain Biking Association, have opposed similar efforts in the past. Opponents to bills like this say that allowing any mechanized travel in wilderness areas degrades the protections of those lands. How do you feel about mountain bikes in wilderness areas?
From what you're describing, that's something I think that, we need to work with the local communities on and make sure that it is designed as wilderness, and let's have that conversation within our local communities to see when and if it's appropriate. But generally, a lot of the bicycling groups that I have talked to, they feel comfortable with the trails that they have and the other access that they have on BLM. Forest Service land.
Okay, thank you. House Resolution 622 terminates the Forest Service Law Enforcement Unit so that Forest Service employees would no longer police those federal lands. Our listener Brandon Jones asks, how would transferring Forest Service law enforcement to local sheriffs affect the White River National Forest?
Well, first of all, I don't think that all of our local sheriffs have the manpower or the resources to be able to accomplish that. And I've talked to a number of our local sheriffs. In many cases, they do happen to be the first responders, but they don't have the ability or, again, the resources to be able to go out, given the vastness of our public land, to be responsible for all of the law enforcement. And that's not something that I believe is viable.
Thank you. This question comes from our listener, Kirk Gregory. So as you know, the U.S. Forest Service is facing major budget shortfalls. And also last year, Congress adopted a bill that aims to increase trail maintenance by using volunteers. In Vail, citizens groups recently started a GoFundMe page for trail projects. And at the same time, fees collected from ski areas do not remain in the White River National Forest. Instead, they go into the federal treasury. Do you believe that that money should remain here in the White River National Forest for projects that are local?
You know, Elizabeth, I think that's something that we really do need to consider. In fact, I'd have the opportunity to just chair an oversight hearing in the Natural Resources Federal Lands Subcommittee, and we'd receive testimony that is a viable option for us to look at in terms of being able to retain the user fees as they come into the national parks or into the Forest Service areas for use to be able to deal with a lot of the maintenance backlog that you're talking about.
Okay, thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you.